أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون. قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين. قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight was the 18th Tarawih. Tonight was the 16th Tarawih and we completed the 17 Juz of the Quran. We recited from Suratul Hajj and from Suratul Anbiya. And in it, many incidents regarding the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned. The various challenges and what led to the destruction of their nations. So we'll just focus on one incident that was mentioned in today's Tarawih. Allah Ta'ala talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we know Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had a very close bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was given the title of Khalilullah, the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we can understand, one is if a person has a close friend in this world, then it must be something special to have a close bond with another person. Now here, to be given that title of being the special friend of Allah ta'ala, we can imagine the amount of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what is the reason behind it? We will discuss one of the reasons behind it, but the outlining reason is this, that whatever test Ibrahim alayhi salam was put through by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala put him through many tests, and every test he passed it with flying colors. So Allah ta'ala mentions that indeed we bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salam rushdahu min qabl wa kunna bihi alimin, his guidance from before, and we were going to inform him and teach him regarding his various challenges. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. So the first incident Allah Ta'ala mentions is, remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father and his people, that what is all this idols that you are devoting yourself towards? You are devoting yourself towards all these idols. What is the reason behind it? So they answered, قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ, that we found our forefathers worshipping these idols, and that is why we are worshipping these idols. So thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salam tells them, قَالُوا لَقُدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, that you and your forefathers, and a very clear and open misguidance. You're misguided, you're deviated. This worshipping of idols is not going to benefit you or harm you in any way. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. So they tell Ibrahim alayhi salam that have you come to us with the truth, or are you joking, playing with us? So he says, قَالَ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الَّذِي فَتَرَهُنْ وَعَنَ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. He says that my Rabb and your Rabb is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and I bear witness to that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme creator and Allah ta'ala is the controller of everything. But they did not accept. So Ibrahim alayhi salam now came up with a plan, and he will try and make them understand. So Mufassirin mentioned that these people used to have a day of festivity. It was a cultural and a traditional day. They used to go out and they used to celebrate, and thereafter they should return back and begin worshipping their idols. So they told Ibrahim alayhi salam that come and join us, come with us. So Ibrahim alayhi salam declined, and he gave an excuse. He said, Inni saqim. Mufassirin mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam meant that he was spiritually sick. By witnessing them worshipping something else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it made him spiritually sick. So he declined to go out with them. And they went away. So whilst they were gone, Ibrahim alayhi salam went and he began breaking all their idols. And after breaking all their idols with an axe, he took the axe and he left it in the hand of the big idol. So these people came back in the later on, and they saw now all their idols were broken, and they became very upset about it. So they began conversing amongst themselves. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِيَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Whoever has done this with our idols,
Verily he's an oppressor, he's a wrongdoer, he's done a grave harm towards us. So as they were discussing, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said that we heard a youngster talking about our idols, and his name is Ibrahim. So they went to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they tell him, or they ask him, قَالُوا أَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِيَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said, oh Ibrahim, did you do this with our idols, with our deities? So Ibrahim alayhi salam says, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. That rather the big one has done it. And ask him, if he can speak, he will tell you what happened. So Ibrahim alayhi salam now, by doing this, he intended now to give them a form of a da'wat, that you are devoting yourselves to something that you made with your own hands, and they cannot defend themselves, and they cannot even witness what took place. If the big one can speak, he'll at least say who did it, but he cannot speak in any way, or he cannot testify to who did it. But obviously they were convinced, and they knew well that Ibrahim a.s. was behind this crime, in their understanding was behind breaking their idols. So they discussed among themselves, and they came up with a plan. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. So their idea was to burn Ibrahim a.s. So they said, let's burn him and save our idols. So they took Ibrahim a.s. and they imprisoned him. And now they began preparing a very, very large fire. Days upon days it took them to prepare this fire. And such a large fire they prepared that it is recorded in the books of Tafsir that women used to take vows that if a certain matter of this was fulfilled, then they will purchase firewood and donate it to the fire of Ibrahim a.s. And they began doing extra chores in order to earn a livelihood, extra livelihood, so that they could ignite and further ignite the fire of Ibrahim a.s. And people went all out in preparing this fire. Such a large fire, after weeks of preparation, such a large fire they prepared, that if an animal were to walk nearby this fire, this animal would become burnt. If a bird were to fly over this fire also, this bird will fall down into the fire and perish. Such a huge and large fire they built. Now after building this large fire, they were unable to cast Ibrahim a.s. into this fire. So Shaitan, open enemy of man, he went in the form of a human being, and he gave them an idea that the only way you can cast Ibrahim a.s. into this fire is by means of a catapult. So they're happy with his idea, and now Ibrahim a.s.'s clothes were removed. He was placed upon this catapult, and whilst he's lying there, the malaika watching, and they inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, Ya Khalil, your close friend Ibrahim is about to be thrown into the fire. So Allah Ta'ala, they request permission from Allah Ta'ala that may we go and assist Ibrahim a.s. So Allah Ta'ala gives them permission. So Jibreel and Mikael come to Ibrahim a.s. whilst he's about to be thrown into the fire, and he inquires from them that, did my Allah send you? Did my Allah send you to come and assist me? So they reply, no, Allah did not send us. We took permission to come and assist you. So he says, Amma ilayka fala. As for your help, I have no need for it. I do not require your help. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. My Allah is sufficient for me. The help of my Allah is sufficient for me. And Ibrahim a.s. was thereafter thrown into the fire. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That, oh, fire become cool and a means of peace for Ibrahim a.s. And Ibrahim a.s. stayed in the fire for a long time. Jibreel came in a form and he accompanied Ibrahim a.s. and came with clothes from the heaven. He clothed Ibrahim a.s. and he stayed with a long time in the fire with Ibrahim a.s. And the fire was cool and a means of peace for Ibrahim a.s. Now Namrud is watching that everything is burning around him. The wood is burning and whatever else was there is all perishing. Slowly and slowly it is perishing. And they can see Ibrahim a.s. in the middle of the fire, and nothing is happening to him. So thereafter Namrud calls out to Ibrahim that, are you able to come out from the fire? So Ibrahim a.s. mentions, yes, I am able to come out from the fire. and thereafter Ibrahim alayhi salam comes out from the fire. But kufr was embedded in the heart of Namrud. He did not accept Islam, but he let Ibrahim alayhi salam go. And thereafter, Quran mentions regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And he went away, and thereafter he departed. So, friends and elders, this was one incident that was recited in the Tarawih tonight. And we can see from this incident a very, very important lesson that in whatever condition, Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested so many other times also. We will, if Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity, we'll discuss the other times that Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested. But every time, conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our duty in that moment of time, Allah Ta'ala tests people. And it is wrong, it is very wrong that we're witnessing nowadays that different halat are coming. We had the COVID, thereafter we had the looting, now we were tested with these floods. And it's not for us now to go and tell people that this is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is punishing you because of your sins and because of the wrongdoing that is taking place. No. Yes, if we're talking to ourselves, meaning I'm talking to my own self, then I can tell myself that this is because of your own wrongdoing, and it is a test, a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. But when advising others, then Anbiya al-Shaytan also went through difficulty. They also were tested from Allah Ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala also mentioned in the Taraweeh of tonight regarding the test of Ayyub alayhi salam. And like that, other Anbiya al-Shaytan also, they went through a lot of hardship and difficulty. And this can be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our lesson by looking at this is for us to make our bond closer to Allah Ta'ala. When Ayyub alayhi salam went through that hardship, there's years and years of hardship he went through, such difficulty, such illness, he lost his family, he lost his children. And thereafter, when he was cured again, then he mentioned that those days when I was ill were the best days of my life. Why? That bond that they had of Allah Ta'ala in that time. When you're going through difficulty and hardship, then that bond, attachment that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not have it now after this. So Allah Ta'ala tests people. We should say Allah Ta'ala tests a person. Why? So that a person reunites with Allah Ta'ala and strengthens his bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala does not put us through tests that we cannot bear. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Allah Ta'ala does not put a person through a test that he cannot bear. So if a person goes through more tests, it is that Allah Ta'ala is testing him more and he can bear more tests. So may Allah Ta'ala replace those who went through whatever difficulties, replace them with better than they lost, and may Allah Ta'ala do not put us through tests that we cannot bear, and may Ta'ala remove the suffering and the difficulty and the hardship of the ummah and make this a means of us going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.